Ariel, I play a lot of mobile games, and I've tried to decipher the title of your next tip, and I've got nothing. Ariel, I'm going to read it for you, and then you're going to describe it to the Tippendales.
Go ahead.
It reads, mobile game reframe of mind when sitting through ads. Tippendales, yes. Your guess is as good as mine. Ariel, take it away.
Tippendales, if you understand this implicitly without me explaining, hit up the comments, let me know, but I'll get into it. I am a new mobile game player, and I would say that I am playing a lot of mobile games lately, and the ads for other mobile games they can be really frustrating, right? Like, it's like you're playing one thing and then you get an ad for another thing and you're like, okay, that looks interesting, but also skip ahead. I'm not willing to pay for these mobile games. So instead, what I've done is I've reframed my frame of mind when I am waiting and sitting through these ads. And what I've done is, did you know that you can play a lot of these mobile games in the ads? You can play the ads. So I just play the ads. And then sometimes, honestly, I get tripped up and I play the ad in the mobile game for the game that I'm playing. And I don't hate it at all because all the while I'm listening to something that I enjoy. So that's my reframe. Thoughts?
I play a lot of mobile games and those ads drive me a little crazy. And I've started keeping an eye out for games that obviously don't have ads. And if you have Apple Arcade, a bunch of the games you love are also on Apple Arcade, but ad free. But the second thing, this is like my tip here, is look for games that can be played without Wi-Fi, because a lot of mobile games get tripped up on the subway because you go underground and then they're like spinning to load.
No ads. Yeah. So maybe we'll have more mobile game tips coming up shortly, because I think I'm going to really dive into this and start asking questions about people's favorite mobile games. We'll get a recommendation network going on. So more to come soon from daily mobile games that may or may not help you.
Ariel, I've got lists, so let's talk.
Awesome. Thank you, Ned. Thank you, Tippendales. And we're back tomorrow with another episode.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.